This is GIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health to step up fogging activities across all parishes. Bill passed to increase Bank of Jamaica oversight authority and private sector urged to invest in agricultural enterprises. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Cecil Charlton Hall in Mandeville on October 31, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Cecil Charlton Hall, Mandeville, Saturday, October 31, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health and the regional health authorities are to step up vector control activities across all parishes to tackle the recent increase in the mosquito population. In a press release issued Wednesday, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse said the increase in the mosquito population has been influenced by the recent heavy rains. She says mosquitoes lay their eggs in the soil during the dry period and the eggs hatch after periods of regular rainfall. The ministry will therefore be conducting fogging activities across all parishes to reduce the mosquito population. Special emphasis will be placed on schools. Persons may contact the health department in their parish to report any area that they believe needs to be fogged. The ministry is also advising persons to take steps to protect themselves and their homes from mosquitoes, including putting mesh on doors and windows, using insect repellent, wearing long-sleeved clothing, and using insecticides to kill adult mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are mostly active during dusk and dawn, and persons are therefore urged to minimize outdoor activity during these times. A bill giving the Bank of Jamaica institutional responsibility for the stability of the financial system was passed in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The bill was piloted by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips noted that adding financial stability oversight to the Bank of Jamaica has been the logical choice in light of that institution's supervisory role over deposit-taking institutions.
The bill proposes to amend the Bank of Jamaica Act and to provide the specific procedures and powers to be in place to enable the Bank of Jamaica to perform this role.
The bill also gives the bank additional powers to initiate inspections, request information pertinent to macroprudential oversight, issue rules, standards, and codes pertinent to macroprudential oversight, and establish and update a central financial system database. The Bank of Jamaica will also be required to provide emergency liquidity assistance to financial institutions when necessary. The bill was passed with two amendments and will be sent to the Senate for approval. The Energy Efficiency Conservation Program under the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will be extended for another 2 years. This due to the positive results since the program started in 2011. Project Director Wayne Williams says there has been an increase at an average of 25% in energy savings over the past 4 years. Speaking at a GIS think tank session earlier this week, he said the savings from the program has been repaying the Inter-American Development Bank loan acquired to fund the project, and a turnaround is expected within the next 2 years. The government has been on a drive for the past 4 years to reduce the energy usage of public sector entities by retrofitting inefficient AC units, solar film, cool roof, and lighting solutions. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is encouraging more private sector companies to partner with the government to boost agricultural productivity. Speaking at the launch of the Eat Jamaican campaign Wednesday, Permanent Secretary Donovan Stanbury said this move will in turn spur economic growth.
So what we want is the bigger guys who have the wherewithal and the expertise. Establish a mother farm, have a cluster of small farms around them. Share the technology with them. Help them.
Mr. Stanbury says the sector is uniquely poised at this time to reduce the food import bill, create employment, and generate wealth through exports. The 12th staging of Eat Jamaica Month will be commemorated in November under the theme Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.